I'm a lucky songwriter to live long enough to hear other people singing songs that I wrote. I really am.
As we near his 90th year, versions of Pete Seeger's songs are about as hard to count as his contributions to music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. If I had a hammer, we shall overcome. Turn, turn, turn. It's hard to imagine that these legendary songs can all be linked to one man, Pete Seeger. Of course, an extensive songbook is only part of his legacy, as Pete's support for social, political, and environmental causes guides both his life and his music. Yet another contribution is his term, Woody's Children, which became the name of a radio program now heard on FUV and celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Today, we'll join in the celebration, too, looking back to a few of the stories shared in my 1995 interview with Pete Seeger. Let's talk about If I Had a Hammer.
What January 1949, Lee Hayes sentenced me 4 verses, and 3 of the verses were the same verse with just one word changed. Well, Lee's father was a preacher, and Lee had done a lot of organizing in the South during the dirty 30s, and he knew that Union songs and gospel songs often got a new verse just by changing one word. Well, that's the way his song went. He said, Pete, could you put a tune to this? I put a tune to it. A few people still sing my tune, but it was changed about, I'd say, 25%, maybe 30-40% by Peter, Paul, and Mary, who then made a record, and the song got everywhere.
What was different? What did Peter, Paul, and Mary do?
Well,
to change
here, I'll show you a sample. Here's how I wrote it. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Come to think of it, we first wrote it, love between all of my brothers, all over this land. One of the young radical women said, all this brother business, why can't you put some sisters in there? And started, she changed that line. Lee objected. Yeah, it doesn't ripple off the tongue as easy. But the young people insisted. He said, how about all of my siblings? They didn't think that was funny.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning. I'd a hammer in the evening. All over this land. I'd a hammer out danger. I'd a hammer out a warning. I'd a hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land.
Tell us about your travels through the South when you were a young boy.
Well, I was raised in New England, went to school in Connecticut for 9 years and Massachusetts for another few. I met Woody Guthrie from Oklahoma, a fellow who wrote This Land Is Your Land. He said, Pete, there's a big country out there. You ought to see it. Really? Says I. I thought there wasn't much west of the Hudson River worth seeing. Well, he showed me how to use the rule of the thumb, standing by the road with my thumb stuck out. He also showed me how to ride freight trains, and I saw most of the then 48 states within the next few years till I went in the U.S. Army, and then I saw parts of the Pacific. I've traveled too much, probably. I still do a little traveling, but nowhere near. But one of the main things I did was travel down south, because that's where folks knew how to pick a banjo. And when I'd see some old farmer that could play the banjo, I'd hand him my banjo and ask him to play me a tune. And I'd watch him closely.
John Henry was about 2 days old, sitting on his papa's knee. He picks up a hammer, little piece of steel, try to hammer, is gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me.
From the FUV Archives, that's John Henry, performed live by Pete Seeger. Hear this and many other exclusive interviews and performances in their entirety online at WFUV.org.